720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio when it comes to race weekend and wins. No better man on the planet to be on the line with than a defending NHRA Top Fuel World Champion, defending champion here for Route 66 Nationals in Joliet, and ready to take it all on in its 25th anniversary. Time flies, and so does the driver of the Matco Tools Toyota when Antron Brown is behind the wheel. Antron, welcome back to WGN.
It's great to be back on WGN, you know, back here in the Chicago area, and we always love coming here. And last year, it was a big year for us. This was our breakout race where we took it to the circle. We took it to the winner's circle and felt really, really good. It really started our season out and got us up on par and got us going to win that 2024 championship last year, which made it really, really special for our Matco Tools Lucas Oil team.
Folks are excited. They're excited, obviously, for racing, certainly for your return. How is it for the team? Like, do you feel like, because you're such a positive force of enthusiasm and support for the sport and obviously for the team coming back here, what's the vibe for the team coming back to Joliet? Do you have to kind of cheer everybody up and say, come on, guys, it's going to be great, or are they uplifted with you?
No, man, we like coming up here because this place always holds some special spots in all of our hearts when we come up here because, man, everybody remember when we used to race for Don Schumacher Racing. And he's from Mount Prospect, Illinois, on the other side of Chicago. And this is the hometown of Schumacher Electric. And we used to come up here when we raced for Don. And this was one of those races you come up, you had to get up because it's a hometown race, brother. This is Route 66. This is where everybody drives across from the East Coast to the West Coast. And they meet here in Chi-Town. And we come out here, we get it on. And we came out here. This is one of the most seen races where we go, if you want to win one, you got to do it here. And Don made it to Steeple Point, and we come out here just remembering him and what he done for all of us in this sport. He was such a leader in this sport and a team owner that was like no other. And when we come out here, we just want to show out and put on a great race for him and remember him for sure.
Big tribute last year for Don Schumacher and, of course, his legacy and just that big space that he has in the sport. It brings up the next question. So winning, it brings attention, opportunities for sure, obligations. It's a good problem to have, but it is extra work. Talk about it, Antron. Winning a championship and everything that goes with celebrating that, and most importantly for the team, capitalizing on it, as opposed to just the focus that you can have as a driver. So as far as having to kind of capitalize on that series championship, the world championship as an owner, as opposed to just that driver focus.
Man, I tell you, it's one of those deals where a championship, it gets really intense because it comes down to the last six races a year. And the first 14 that we go through, you got to kind of like, it's like kind of like the marathon part of it. And you do the first three laps and you got to be methodical. You got to be precise. You got to get your stride right. You got to save enough energy. You got to save enough juice to finish off the kick. And the last six races, the kick, you got to go out there and you got to show out and give it all you got. And we came out strong last year. We came out and the first race, we popped off to a win. The second race, we came and won. And then, man, we struggled a little bit at the three races after that. And we lost second round, the first round, and we let the competition take the lead. And the last race out in Pomona, we put it in the winner's circle, and that's what locked it up. So it was a nail-biter last year. And this year, we kind of want to put ourselves in that same position but get even better than we were last year. And we're on par for that. We're on point for that. So that's what makes it so drooling, man, is you do all this work all year long, and now we have a normal season championship that's awarded at Indy. So there's more money, more bonuses, more points up for the boards on that. And the first 14 races mean something. So all these races that we go through right now, we want to show out, and that's where we're at right now. I think we're third in points right now. We're 1 point out of second,
yep.
And we're only less than 60 points out of first. So our main focus is to keep going, and we're a lot better position than we were last year, and we just got to keep driving. We got to keep on driving that hammer down, and we got to come up and show out, and that's what this race is going to bring out. Hopefully we could do a little bit what we done last year, and it starts off with qualifying. But this weekend's going to be tough. We're going to go from a hot racetrack today to a super AAA throwdown track tomorrow, and the same type of track on Sunday. So the fans are in for a treat because they're going to see some world records pop up on the board this weekend for sure.
Four world championships, so over 80 wins, all that experience. Does that kind of comfort you? Because you know that pacing. It is a long season. A lot can happen. A lot has to happen. Third in points, you mentioned it. You got Tony Stewart. You got Sean Langdon. You got those guys. Do you feel, is there any pressure like, hey, we should be in a different place? Or do you really feel like you have those guys right where you want them?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a good spot. I mean, we were leading the points after the first couple races. And then Sean took it over, and we've been getting really, really close. We're going back and forth with him. And Tony's just been steady Eddie, man. Just like, they've just been steady and true, going down the track, doing the things they need to do. And he's just been a real consistent race car. So, and he's doing a great job driving. So he's bringing some of that championship vigor over from NASCAR over to here that he knows how to do. And we just got to keep doing what we do. I feel we're in a good spot. Well, I like to be better. Yeah, I like to be leading the points by 100 points, which we could be. So,
right.
So the thing about it is we're going to keep after it and keep doing the hotter racetracks are going to start coming up. And then you're going to really see what everybody's made of, because different teams excel when it gets hot. Different teams excel when it's AAA throwdown. And you got to know how to manage all that. And I like our chances on what our team's capable of doing.
Fans know what it is that you can do on the track. Chicago fans love you, Antron. They love to have you back here. Obviously, you returned that favor with the win last year, but they want to know, like, when you're in Chicago, obviously you're focused on the track, and for anyone who has a globe or a map or knows, they know that Route 66 isn't right downtown, but how often do you get back to Chicago? And even if it isn't a race weekend, Antron, what do you like about the city and the Chicago area?
I like everything about Chicago. The city is just, it's got a lot of curvature to it, and it just, when you go around, you can see all the different likes of it. Even go downtown, it's the Windy City, and it's just the culture of all the different people that's here. And when we go to the racetrack, you see it, and you see the enthusiasm. And this is a drag racing city, man. You got people from all walks of life that comes out here in the Midwest that likes to throw down. You know what I mean? That's why they always call it Route 66 Raceway. That is the corridor to everybody meeting up with each other from both coasts. And that's what I think makes this place so special. All the late greats come out of here, like the Chi-Town Hustler. Austin Coyle comes from here, who's a world-renowned crew chief that helped John Force win all of his championships. The Shoe, Don Schumacher. You've got so many great race teams and race cars that originated from this city. It's ridiculous. The Greek, who still comes back and forth, who brings history and heritage to our sport. And when you look at it, that's what makes this sport so special. That's what makes this track so special and this place so special.
You got the past, you got the present, you got the future, the present and future. That is you, Antron Braun. You are here as they celebrate the 25th anniversary for Route 66 and the NHRA. And we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for all of that. They're going to see all the action on the track, every ticket, a pit pass. There's no substitute for being there when it comes to NHRA. But for you, Antron, like, do you have any special appearances or other ways that fans are going to be able to interact to see you in special ways coming up this weekend?
Absolutely. And we have some appearances at the racetrack. And then we also have a midway display with Toyota where all the fans get free autographs, free present prizes and everything else to come check us out. We got some meet and greets, man. Every ticket's a pit pass. When you come out to the races, you're able to walk right up to our pit, see all the drivers. Myself will be out there signing autographs and having fun. And that's what makes our sport so special. And that's what got me in my sport at an early age, because the access, man, it puts you right where you want to be. And it brings up those visions and make you see, hey, I could be here one day. And that's what makes NHRA drag racing so special.
They're going to be able to see you. They'll see you on track, obviously, and inevitably going for another victory. And then, of course, all those appearances as we let you go. Social media-wise, where can people, you know, kind of stay close and keep up?
Oh, man, easy. You go to Instagram, you type my name, Antron, A-N-T-R-O-N, Brown, T-F on Instagram, or just Antron Brown on Facebook. Same thing on Twitter, TikTok. And you'll see us up close and personal. We're always putting stories out there. And also on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel where we got kind of a docuseries. We go through what we do and how we do each and every day. It's a lot of fun.
Defending world champion, defending Route 66 champion, back on track this weekend, Route 66 25th anniversary, Antron Braun. Antron, get back to it. So many people pulling for you. We are as well. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Anytime.